As a business owner of an aquaculture company, how can you take the first step to be profitable and sustainable at the same time? That's what we're going to be talking about in this episode. Hello, and welcome to the Business of Aquaculture podcast. This is the podcast for the sustainable business movement in the aqua farming and ocean ranching industries. This podcast aims to amplify the voices of entrepreneurs addressing the United Nations Global Goals, aka Sustainable Development Goals number 14, to conserve and sustainably use the oceans and the seas. Listen in to fellow business aquaculturists in their journey in this new model of food production, of making their business sustainable and help the ocean's ecology while also making a profit all at the same time. Get inspired to learn how even small to medium businesses can make an impact to save the seas, leave a legacy, and have a better quality of life. One of our goals is you take away a nugget of wisdom that will help your business move from the Industrial Revolution to Business 5.0. Our vision is that of collaboration in the aquaculture industry. I'm Lourdes Gant, your host.
As influencers in the food industry, how do you balance farming, environment, and taking care of your family? That's what we're going to be talking about in this episode. Welcome to the Business of Aquaculture podcast. This episode, I'm so delighted to have the hosts of Discover Ag, one of the top-ranked food podcasts in the United States. Welcome to the show, Tara and Natalie.
Hi, thank you so much for having us. Oh. Yeah, we're very excited to be here.
I am so excited that you guys graciously wanted to be on the show. So let's get the ball rolling. Maybe my first question would be, what inspired you to start the food podcast and how has it helped you grow personally and professionally in the world of food and culinary arts?
Yeah, so both Natalie and I started sharing on social media several years ago, and we both started on social media, you know, at different like points in our journey, but ultimately wanted to tell people more about agriculture, about where their food came from. And as the years have progressed, you know, Instagram has evolved and changed, and Instagram is both of our main platforms, and it has become shorter form content constantly, right? Like we now see a headline, we see a reel that's 9 seconds, like it's just super quick and fast. And we found ourselves really like craving the more in-depth conversations that you get to have in the podcast format. And so it really led us to kind of bringing our conversations from those traditional social media platforms to the podcasting space. I think it's made us both grow a lot. We get to guest on a lot of podcasts like this, yours here today and others. And it's just fascinating to have these conversations and get to talk on a deeper level than what you normally get in like those reels, for example.
Yeah, it's so interesting how the podcast has really become like the number one source of information. What about for you, Natalie?
Yeah, I like Tara said, we both started sharing for different reasons, but ultimately we just felt that calling to have these more nuanced form conversations. And so it's been a really joy to do it also with a co-host. You know, it's kind of fun to get on and have conversations together. And lots of times we agree and sometimes we disagree, but it's fun to have, you know, different perspectives about the food and farming industry. It's such a vast industry with so much out there. You know, oftentimes I think we just kind of get lumped into just agriculture, and it's really deep and diverse. And so it's fun to have both perspectives and also give like our millennial female perspective on it too, which isn't typically associated with food and farming. And so it's fun to kind of bring that different perspective.
I kind of feel like we're just in one living room and we're just sharing tea and having this cool conversation about food.
Absolutely. It definitely feels more like a conversation and just, I don't know, opening up more of yourself and your life when you're in the podcast. So I really love that.
Yeah, me too. So my next question is, so as you know, the space that you're in is very competitive, especially with the food content creation. So how do you stay true to your unique voice and perspective while also engaging with your audience and building a loyal community around your podcast?
Yeah, I think one of the things that Tara and I do is actually really lean on what we call our discos. Those are the people that tune in to Discover Ag, our podcast. And we let them kind of have a voice in what they want to hear us talk about. And I think that helps really, like, honestly, give a strong voice to our different topics and in the content we're creating. And it helps us kind of stay as you mentioned, kind of like in our own lane with our own different perspective, is what do people really want to hear from us? And like, who better to ask than the sources themselves? So we're really appreciative that our discos, you know, kind of made the Discover community what it is.
Can you expand more on that branding of discos? Because I saw that on your Instagram reel. I'm like, okay, what is that?
Yeah, I think from the very beginning of Discover Ag, we really wanted to bring, as Natalie said, like a millennial woman perspective. And we wanted that to be carried through in our branding and everything we did. So our podcast is called Discover Ag. And we actually put it out to our community and asked, like, what would you as listeners want to be called? And we had lots of different suggestions. And one of them was discos, which is obviously the first like five letters of Discover. And it really stuck. And it just like, it has become like a, definitely a part of our identity and our brand. If you see our cover art, we are sitting on a giant disco ball with cowboy hats on. And so it's just been a really fun take on something just, you know, obviously not related to food in any way, but definitely more on the, you know, trending pop culture side of things. And so it's been a really fun piece of our branding to really, I think, connect us and with people outside of ag and kind of break that ag mold. You know, when we think about agriculture, a lot of times we think about it looking and feeling a certain way. And so I feel like our disco ball is a little bit of a disruptor to that and brings a little bit of our personality to our podcast.
I really like that, because talking about pop culture, right, and millennial, and you're so right in terms of when people hear the word farming, ag, it's agriculture, it's has a connotation that it's not remotely close to disco. So I think the dichotomy between those two really ticks with the branding. So well done, well done. But I think the good point is that you ask your audience, right? So I think in any business, that is really crucial, which leads me to my next question. It's not something that most people talk about, but can you share a specific challenge that the two of you actually face in your journey as a podcaster and how you overcame it?
Oh, such a good question. I would say, I mean, there's been a lot of different challenges, and I'll let Natalie jump in on her perspective. But for me, I mean, jumping into the podcasting world was something I didn't know anything about, like dealing with audio and like figuring out what mics to have and all of that. Like, it felt very fish out of water. I feel like for a lot of this journey with Natalie on Discover Ag, it has been a little bit of fish out of water. And so kind of trying to learn as we go and adapt and change. And it's been really fun, though. So while it's a challenge, I very much enjoy it. But just trying to figure out the podcasting landscape for sure.
Yeah. And I think one thing, I mean, we do a lot of things in agriculture really well, but there are some things we fall short of a little bit. And sometimes I think we forget how in our own bubble we can be. And so I think one of the challenges Tara and I have had is really making sure we're picking articles that aren't too ag heavy or using terminology that isn't too ag heavy. And lots of times it's just second nature. Like, we'll be talking about something and we'll have to be, you know, very intentional of thinking they might, you know, a listener might not even know what this is or what this word just meant. While we will just cruise through the conversation because we've been exposed to it, you know, for 30 plus years of our lives now. So I think that's been a little bit of a challenge, is just kind of really honestly trying to remove ourselves for something that's so integral to ourselves so that we can present it as a way that is, you know, very welcoming, very opening, very almost like in a connective way to people who are so far removed from agriculture.
And I think the operative word there is the connection. So I feel like in my journey in podcasting world, I feel like sometimes I can get into my head of my structure, even the questions, and then having to balance that out with just, you know, just chill. You know, mm-hmm. I have a 14-year-old, and every time I tell him something, just chill, mommy, just chill.
Yeah, they love to tell us that, don't they?
They do. They really do. Which leads me to my next question, talking about connection, because food is such a great medium for storytelling. So can you share one of your favorite episodes wherein you thought, like, when you started that show, you were like, yeah, I never thought it would go that way. Do you have like one that kind of pops up in your head?
It's funny that you say that, because I actually know for a fact both Natalie and I several times in our podcasting journey have said, wow, never thought like this would be what we'd be talking about. So I feel like I can't name an exact time that's happened, but it has happened several times where we were talking about something and it was just like, I can't believe that's where we ended up in this conversation. But I think that's one of the crazy things about like food and agriculture. As Natalie mentioned, we kind of get lumped in together when in reality we're so diverse. And so, you know, there's been times we've covered aquaculture, for example, which is totally, you know, not in line with cattle, which is what Natalie and I are used to. And I remember just like we were learning right along with our listeners, right? Like we had to go out and figure it out too, because it was a topic that was just really outside of our wheelhouse. And so I have very much enjoyed that piece of it, of really like exploring more of agriculture. I mean, the word discover, that is why we picked it, is like discover ag. Like we are also discovering new pieces of ag. So there is a lot of those moments in our podcast where it just seems a little surprising we're talking about something.
Yeah. And we also don't just stick to like topics within the US. And so we'll do a lot of global. I mean, that's what we are, right? The food industry and agriculture is a very global marketplace. And so it's hard to deny what's going on elsewhere. And we definitely wouldn't want to. So I feel like a lot of times heading into some of those pieces of things that are maybe happening like across the seas or in like another country, I'm always like learning so much and being taken aback by like what came out of, you know, our conversation during that podcast episode too. Because Tara and I will go into the episodes knowing like obviously the headline we're going to be covering that week, because we cover three, you know, trending topics in the ag and food space every Thursday. And so we know what those three will be, but we definitely don't compare notes beforehand or know like what direction she's going or what direction I was or what my opinion was. And so kind of like I said at the beginning, it's always just kind of fun to even hear what comes out of each other's mouths, like let alone your own, because I have really no idea what she's going to say and like what she's been researching or, you know, what rabbit hole she went down. And so definitely we have had, like she said, these topics and conversations where at the end of it, I'm like, wow, I actually just learned more from even after my research, you know, just hearing what Tara like uncovered. So it has been really fun to just, like Tara said, discover more of agriculture.
Really great point. But also on that issue, you mentioned IBEO. I love that you mentioned that you guys don't compare notes before the show. So it's like, it's magical and surprising of what's going to happen during the conversation itself, which leads me to my next question. You mentioned the word millennial quite a bit. And so the labels that we're getting used to in this digital decade is a lot. And so I wanted to ask, being a woman in the culinary industry, there's a lot of different challenges and uniqueness in terms of opportunities that we have. So I'm really proud that you guys had this show, because it's focusing not only just on a niche of food, but also like a spokesperson to the millennials and for women as a general label, if I can call it that, because of the identity that we face. So maybe you can give our audience like a story in terms of how you use that as a perspective in terms of the labels that we use today, being a millennial, being a woman, taking care of your family as a, I guess, a bridge for positive change.
Yeah. So I think right now, you know, in the world, there's, when you think about ag, we've said this, like a lot of times it is like the male perspective you think of. And I think when you think on the food side of things, though, still in this day and age, a lot of times it is the woman that's doing the grocery shopping, that's in the grocery store. And so I feel like there is this huge gap there between that we have these, you know, moms or just women in general out doing the grocery shopping. But then when it comes to like agriculture, there's nobody really talking to them. There's nobody that's connecting with them on like a more meaningful level. And so that is just where Natalie and I think we hope that our podcast kind of like fills that gap of giving these women that may be food curious and that maybe do have questions, or maybe going to the grocery store and looking at labels on different packaging and having questions, that hopefully they can turn to us and kind of, you know, be able to get some of their questions answered. Or if they see something on, you know, a social media reel or whatever it may be, come to Discover Ag and like really kind of uncover these, you know, the truths about things and just have a little bit deeper conversations, as we said. And so I know for us, that has been like a big point, is being able to connect like woman to woman, you know, mom to mom on those levels through our podcast.
And just have like fun with it too. I think that's one of the reasons why we want to associate so heavily with like millennial and female, is because we want agriculture to feel like fun and light again. And the more and more conversations, Tara, I have with true consumers that are really removed from the food system, I think I've become aware of just kind of how intimidated they can be about the food system, which I really honestly was not aware of. Like, I wouldn't have used intimidation for a word to describe our consumer. I would use like maybe like confused or question, you know, like, disconnected and all these things. But I never really thought of them being like, this is a kind of a overwhelming industry or overwhelming topics to talk about. And it's really unfortunate because food is so integral to their everyday lives. I mean, it's something they're consuming three times a day. They're feeding it to their families. It's very personal. I mean, it's tied to memories and emotion and, you know, around the table. Like, food is just a very personal thing. And so to think that they feel kind of, you know, this disconnect because they are now three generations removed, but also because it just feels like a heavy topic where maybe, you know, they can't understand it, or there's no one they can connect to. I think we just really want to make sure that we're staying true to ourselves, because I really think that obviously we all have more in common together than we have like not in common. And so if we can really like rely and lean on those commonalities of like age and other interests, like off the farm and ranch and stuff, I think it'll go a long way in having that conversation around the food itself.
I would never have thought that someone would be intimidated as well in this industry. So very good point. But to lead to what you were just saying there, I think it's very important. It's been like the theme of my day today is about female femtech and challenges that women face. And when you were talking about that, it's fascinating too, when you were talking, Tara, about, you know, the connotation when you were talking about agriculture, it's kind of automatically we think about the other gender, and then but at the same time it's like I'm originally from the Philippines, so the farmers wake up early, but it was the woman who wake up earlier to prepare the food for them to bring to the farm. So that kind of popped up in my head when you were talking about that. So the biggest takeaway I have from our conversation was you guys, when you were talking about the connection, I think it's very important. And also when you were talking about this intimidation, what popped up in my head would be like, sometimes that happens because when we focus on our differences instead of being able to really realize our uniqueness. So my last question to you, and I know I already said my biggest takeaway, but what would you say your one thing that you can recommend for someone starting a podcast?
I would say like to go for it. If you have been thinking about it, like I feel like if you know it's been on your mind, to really like take the leap of faith and do it. I think it's been such a great experience. I'm glad that Natalie and I kind of decided to go like all in on the podcasting space. I said it's really like changed my perspective of how people view agriculture and the conversations we're having. And so I think that's probably true no matter what your topic choice is it forces you to dive a little deeper and uncover some things, not only about whatever topic it is you're covering, but also about yourself. So, you know, if you're thinking about it, just give it like a real good, you know, go and effort and jump into it.
Yeah. And then make sure you just don't lose sight of like what you said earlier, what's your unique kind of spin and your viewpoint. We all can take one topic, one conversation and look at it through different lenses. And so if you can continue to do that and not lose sight of like what's unique about your perspective or your voice or your story, I think it can go a long way in the podcasting space.
Sounds great. Well, thank you very much, ladies. How they can get in touch with you?
Yeah. So if you are listening to this, you probably love podcasts. So we hope you will jump over and give our podcast a listen. You can find it anywhere you listen to podcasts at Discover Ag. And as Natalie said, we're every Thursday, we cover the top three trending news articles in the ag and food space.
And then you can always follow us on our social channels, pretty much across most of the platforms. Tara is under her name, Tara Vanderdusen. And then I'm under my name, Natalie Kvorek.
Thank you so much again, ladies. So, guys and girls and millennials and Gen Z and everybody, go and check out Discover Ag on your favorite podcast channel. And of course, I will see you next week. Remember, you help build the home in the Philippines every time we launch an episode on the podcast. Thanks, Natalie. Thanks, Sarah. I really enjoyed our conversation. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening, and I hope you are inspired from this episode. Do take a moment and share this with your friends and colleagues, and rate and review the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. I'd love to know what your biggest takeaway from this conversation has been. What are you going to do differently? Please share your thoughts across social media and tag us. For links and show notes for this episode, visit our website, www.sustainableaquaculture.ca/podcast. Thank you again. I hope you will join me on the next episode, and together we can help create a better business in aquaculture.